Hey moms, it's Mandy here, mom of two wild, wonderful teenage boys who both just wrapped up their braces journey with Shirk Orthodontics. And let me tell you, their smiles are absolutely stunning. But what made me really fall in love with Shirk Orthodontics wasn't just the results. It was how easy they made the whole process for me as a busy mom. Best part, other than five convenient locations, is they offer a free exam. Go online and book today at yoursmilemaker.com.
Mention code BACKTOSCHOOLSMILE at your new patient exam and receive clear ceramic braces valued at $450. Free.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Byers Auto, family owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at byersauto.com. Come see why it's better to buy at Byers.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, thanks for joining us. If you're just joining End Time World News for the first time, End Time World News is an alternative, an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For prayer requests, for more information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And of course, as always, folks, this is for entertainment purposes only, my disclaimer. And if you get something out of today's podcast, folks, again, if you get something out of today's podcast, please, please, please think about donating. We have a Cash App, a PayPal, and you can even buy us a cup of coffee if you want to do that. So let's get into today's podcast, shall we, folks? I got an article here from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Saturday, July 26, 2025. And yes, the month of July has gone very, very, very fast, folks. The month of July has gone very, very fast. This year is going very, very fast. And if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, with everything going on in the world, and you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, I would suggest you do it right now. We'll have a prayer known as a salvation prayer at the end of the podcast, where if you like to give your life to Jesus Christ, you can give your life to Jesus Christ. And on that note, you can be saved. So again, folks, please think about giving your life to Jesus Christ. It's very, very, very important. So let's get into the article from naturalnews.com. The headline reads as follows, Declassified DOJ Strike Force Unleashed as Docs Show Obama Orchestrated the Russian Hoax. And so you have to understand what's going on here, folks. I'm just going to lay this out so everyone understands here. Okay. The MAGA friends, Make America Great Again, the MAGA group that supported Trump demanded these files, these Epstein files. Well, one minute when Trump's not president, it's okay. Demand, demand, demand. Now that he's president and now that he's on the files several times, three, four, five times or more, is visiting Epstein Island. That's the pedophile island there, you know, where there's young boys and young girls and all that, and having different types of relations with them. And I'll try to keep this as clean as possible. This is a podcast for Christians and non-Christians. So Trump's name basically is on there. So now they're dragging their feet, dragging their feet. Well, they have to go reach deep down in the rabbit hole, and they got to come up with something to act as a distraction, excuse me, to get everybody off of the trail about wanting to see the Epstein files and discover Trump's name on the Epstein files is going out to Pedophile Island there, Jeffrey Epstein's Pedophile Island. So that's what it is. So they reach down and they say, oh, let's reach down here and grab something that's, you know, 5 years old or 10 years old, blah, 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 blah. So they come up with the Russia hoax, which was orchestrated by the Obama and the Obama team. So that's what they want to run with to take the eyes off of Epstein, which is not going to go away. This is going to be a cancer for President Trump. And again, looking at the Obama situation there, the Russia hoax. So this is all. This is just nothing but a plain distraction. So let's dive into this here real quickly, folks. I know I've talked here for a little bit. So let's dive into here. Again, declassified DOJ strike force unleashed as docs show Obama aides orchestrated Russia hoax. The Justice Department formed a strike force to investigate declassified documents alleging Obama officials fabricated the Trump-Russia collusion intelligence. CIA Director John Ratcliffe and FBI Director Kash Patel opened up the case, criminal probes against former officials John Brennan and, of course, James Comey. Debriefs and interviews revealed that Obama officials admitted to having no empirical evidence of Trump, Russia, but ties, but pushed the narrative anyway. Documents show that Russia was discreetly held damaging health data on Hillary Clinton, but chose not to release in 2016, while Obama officials concealed efforts to defame Trump. There you go. Democrats dismissed the scandal as a hoax, citing Senate Intelligence Committee finding, while Republicans call it a historic cover-up from the Obama administration. And again, folks, let me stop right there and go back. Again, this is a scandal back then. But again, my question is, why are we using American tax dollars, folks? Why are we using the American tax dollars to open up something that's, you know, maybe 5 to 10 years old? Let that go right now. We have bigger, more important issues. Trump's about to get us involved in a war. Israel's getting us sucked in another a Zionist war again. We're going to get sucked in with Iran. There's no way we can win there. But Israel's going to get us sucked into that. We've got other important things to do. Why, if Elon Musk goes in and saves all these supposedly billions of dollars, why are you going to start spending millions of billions of dollars looking into stupid things? And again, this is not relevant at the time. At that time back then, it was relevant. At this point in time, with wars and Iran and all this stuff going on, it is a distraction. The Epstein files have come out. The people, the American people, want to see Trump obsessed over this, and now he's being hung by the tongue because he ran his mouth so much. Now it's either, as we say up north, it's either put up or shut up time. Well, guess what? Trump has to put up, but guess what? Now he has to shut up because he can't put up. At one time he could put up, but he can't do that anymore. And that's what you have to understand. Ongoing declassification of classified documents by the Director of National Intelligence, that's Tulsi Gabbard, has exposed a coordinated effort by Barack Obama's national security team to weaponize the falsely alleged collusion between Donald Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. The narrative now widely discredited. The Justice Department has formed a strike force to investigate these claims, which include falsified reports, politicized intelligence assessments, and political criminal misconduct by former officials like ex-CIA Director John Brennan, FBI Director James Comey, and key Obama-era backups. The revelation, rooted in a 2020 House Intelligence Committee report and other newly released records, shine a light on how Russia, the Russia hoax, may have been manufactured to overshadow Secretary Hillary Clinton's compromising emails, health issues, and its toll on the U.S. democracy. And then again, folks, again, you know, political fallout and lingering legacy of the hoax. Democrats, including Obama defenders, have dismissed the declassified findings as financially motivated, far-right-wing conspiracy, citing 2020 Senate Intelligence Committee report chaired by Marco Rubio found that Russia indeed meddled in 2016.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
But stop short of proving decisive impact on the election's outcome. However, the newly released documents suggested that the ICA was politicized from its inception, a charge amplified by the FBI's admission that the Trump surveillance program lacked factual bits and violated counterintelligence protocols. Again, the scandal has reignited debates about whether or not U.S. intelligence agencies can remain apolitical, especially amid bipartisan reactions from the fractured the January 6th committee hearings and the Biden administration's handling of classified documents. Tulsi Gabbard, who oversees the declassification, said the revelations demand accountability. When presidents weaponized intelligence and destabilized their political opponents, we're no longer a democracy. Well, she's right on that. But again, you know, all they're doing is stirring up old trash because they don't have anything better to do, folks. They're stirring up old trash because they don't have anything better to do. And that's the bottom line here, folks. It's a distraction, again, from the Epstein files. The Epstein files are here today, but they'll be gone tomorrow. But we have to worry and we have to be concerned. And if you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, folks, there's a prayer that you can say known as a salvation prayer. If you haven't given your life to Jesus Christ, and I repeat that, and invited him into yours, it's very, very important you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, folks. Because the time is near. The time is near. Nobody knows the time of day or night. And I know a lot of people go on these platforms, the podcasts, the videos. Oh, Jesus is coming tomorrow. Well, when's he coming? Well, he'll be here at 6 o'clock. If you're here at 6:01, it's too late. You missed Jesus Christ. Nobody knows, not even the angels in heaven, other than the Father himself, God Almighty, Elohim, the Alpha and the Omega. I'm referring to God Almighty, folks. He is the only one that knows the time of day or night that his son will return. Nobody knows. Nobody knows when Jesus will return. Nobody. And so people don't understand that. And so again, they like to kind of stir the pot. And I noticed that. And that's the one thing that I'll get into another podcast, maybe later tonight or maybe next time, is people are liking to stir the pot. Jesus will return soon, very soon with everything going on. But I think in the human mind, we have a different time frame than God. You know, 1 year might be 1,000 years up there in heaven. It just depends on how God views things and when God is ready to return, not when we're ready for him to return. It's when he is ready to return, not us, but him. We need to be ready. So here's a prayer, folks. If you've not yet accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. And folks, if you prayed that prayer, God bless you if you prayed that prayer. You have now accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. God bless you. You are now saved if you truly prayed that prayer. I have just a couple of suggestions real quick as I get ready to conclude this podcast, folks. Here's just a couple of suggestions. The first one is, if you truly meant what you said and you accepted Jesus Christ, you're saved. But what you need to do is get yourself a Bible. If you're here in the United States, find yourself a Bible. You can order one through Amazon, less than $20. Get yourself a Bible, folks. And while you're getting yourself a Bible, get yourself a Bible. If you do not have one or cannot afford one or are financially strapped like me right now, I'll give you a second option here in just a second. So get yourself a Bible, and what you want to do is just start reading the Bible. I don't care if it's in the first book, Genesis, the very first book, or the very last book of Revelation, but just get yourself a Bible. Start reading and write down your questions. And then the next step is find a church that preaches the gospel. Okay, find a church that preaches the holy gospel. And once you find a church that preaches the gospel, then write down your questions you've been reading in your Bible. With me, my eyesight sometimes with my right eye and glaucoma is a little limited. So sometimes, you know, I have to listen to apps. And so just listening is a little easier, less strain on the eyes than reading. But it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do, read, listen, doesn't matter. As long as you're listening to the Holy Bible somehow, some way, or reading the Holy Bible, I think God sees your heart, okay? That's what you have to understand. God sees your heart. God sees my heart. God sees your heart. God sees everything, everything and everybody. Nothing can get away from God, nothing. So if you're making an attempt and you're doing it, reading, listening, doesn't matter. Write down your questions. Once you find a church, write down your questions. Find somebody, either a pastor, associate pastor, a deacon, usher, and say, hey, you have some questions. Can you make some time maybe during the week or next week or something? I have 10 or 20 questions I just would like to have answered that I'm confused. You know, what is salvation? When is Jesus returning? On and on and on. Write them down, folks. Write them down. I wouldn't put down more than 20 questions, but write them down. As you read, you know, write these questions down. Go get a hold of somebody at the church, an usher, a pastor, a member of the church, somebody you know, a friend you just met, somebody there. Get your questions answered. And then finally, once you become a member of the church, it's important to get baptized. Baptized symbolizes the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so what I was going to say earlier, if you cannot afford a Bible, what you can always do is find a church, okay, and just ask them, attend the church services. Just, you know, you could say, hey, I'm hard up right now, or I'm a little poor, I'm in between jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Could you pray for me? Is there a way you might happen to have a Bible or old Bible laying around that I could use or something? And they'll give you a Bible. I guarantee you, the church always has Bibles there. They'll give you a Bible if it's a good church, folks. It preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. They'll give you a Bible. And that's it. And then all you have to do, what God wants us to do, folks, is that prayer. And it doesn't have to be that one. It can be any salvation prayer. God just wants us to save. Get the word out to save, to save, to save, to save, to save as many lives as possible before his return of his son, Jesus Christ. God wants us to save as many people, folks. That's what it's all about, and that's what you have to understand. It isn't how big a house you have. It isn't how big a car you drive. It isn't how big a watch or diamond ring the wife has or watch you have or Rolex or whatever. You know, some people have Rolex. I'm lucky to have Timex and Casio. That's a joke, you know. But seriously, folks, you have to understand it's about giving. It's about love. It's about getting the word out for Jesus Christ. That's why we're here. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and thanks once again. God bless you. Until next time, that's it, folks. See ya. Bye for now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit MidAmerica shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.